Amen.
Oh my.
Okay, the boys, and today's daf is daf Yud Beis. We're holding almost halfway down the Amud, where the Gemara begins Tanu Rabbanan. As you recall, we had a fascinating discussion yesterday regarding Reb Elezer and Reb Yeshua and the various Zmanim, where Reb Elezer said, B'Tishrei Nivra Oilam, and Reb Yeshua said, B'Nissan Nivra Oilam, and we went back and forth with the Psukim. How do we paskin halacha l'maisa tana rabbanan chachma Yisrael moinin l'mabel k'Reb Elezer v'letkufa k'Reb Yeshua? The chachma Yisrael count for the mabel like Reb Elezer, and for tkufa k'Reb Yeshua. What does that mean?
Does that mean period?
Season.
Yes. And we had it yesterday. Good. How many seasons are there in the year?
Four.
Beautiful. So Chachma Yisrael count the Mabel k'Reb Elezer, which means that as far as the Mabel is concerned, they consider it from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Now, what difference does that make? The Mabel took place already a couple of years ago. I mean, so Rashi says, although the Gemara uses the term Moinin l'Mabel, what it really means is Moinin Shnois Noyach U'Briyas Ha'Olam U'Shnois Ha'Doyreis. See Rashi, two lines higher than where we are in the Gemara. Chach we saw moinen shnois noyach, the years of noyach, that noyach lived 600 years and then 601st year, and he passed away when it was 950 years. Ubrias oilam, and when the actual world was created. Ushnois hadoyrois, everything okay?
Yeah, Shai and I were discussing this before. This is on point.
Yeah, okay. Ushnois hadoyrois, as well as in Parshas Bereishis, from Adam Harishon until Noach, it says that Adam Harishon was 930 years, and how much was Shais, and how much was Enosh, as well as Shnei Sadoiris after that, from Noach until Terach, until Avraham. Yeah. Also, all of that goes from Tishrei, K'Reb Elezer, when you meet Tishrei, Tchilas Hashan. However, says Rashi, let me show the Svira a little bit, Tishrei Nivra Olam. It's not because the Chachmi Yisrael believed that Tishrei was the time of creation. El the Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Lishonim Ubenissen Nivra Oilam Kiriktani. They really believe that Rabbi Yeshua is correct, that Benissen Nivra Oilam. And like the Gemara continues, with the Tkufa Kirabi Yeshua. And for Tkufa purposes, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. Now what does that mean? Next Rashi, L'tkufa k'Rabbi Yeshua, k'shemoinen t'kufas hachama v'halivana, when you are measuring and counting, the t'kufa is the season for the chama or for the levana, moinen min nisan, we start going and counting from nisan, as if the world was created on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Loima shemin nisan nivru. O betchilas leil revi, vos epis leil revi, because it says in the Chumash that on the fourth day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Mi'oirois, Perkei HaShemoyim, HaMoir HaGodol, HaMoir HaKoton, Veis HaKoychovim. So this all took place on Revi on the fourth day. So now Leil Revi means Tuesday night, the eve of Revi of Wednesday. Shimsha Chama Benissen, that's when the Chama first was Mishamish in the solar system, in the world. Tkufas Nisan every year can only come out one of the four quarters of the day. Lafishala Oilam Yoim Urevia Bain Tkufas Shona Zu Litkufa Shekhnegdo Lishana Haba. Well, what does Rashi mean with that? There's only a difference of 1.25 days. So all of this is very, very elementary. As we know, on the solar calendar, we count every year 365 days. However, up in Shemayim, the real the solar cycle is really a cycle of 365.25 days. Oy, so how do you make up for that additional quarter day? Very simply, that's why every 4 years we have a solar leap year. Instead of February having 28 days, we have 29 days to make up for the fact that it's really 365.25. Okay, that's all very fine. So now, how do you figure out the difference between 1 year and the next in terms of when the Tekufa begins this year and Tekufa begins next year? So if we divide 365 by 7, how much would that come out to be? Anybody have any idea? 365 divided by 7?
52 in the remainder.
52 in the remainder. So 7 times 52, that tells you that there are 52 weeks in the solar year. And we all know that. We have a remainder of 1. And not only one, but it's one and a quarter. So therefore, if the year was exactly 364 days, this year starts, let's say, for example, that January 1st is on a Sunday. If it was exactly 52 times 7, so you have 1/7 Sunday through Shabbos, another 7 Sunday through Shabbos, 52 times, and the next year would begin on January 1st, if it was exactly 364. 52 times 7, 52 weeks, and we start again. January would be the 365th day.
That would be Sunday.
On Sunday, exactly. However, it's not just one day, it's one and a quarter day. So now let's not talk about any more the days in terms of January 1st, but let's talk about the Tekufa. Tekufa, said Rashi, began, the very first Tekufa in history at the time of Brias Olam, took place at Tuesday evening. Tuesday evening at what time? At 6 o'clock. Okay, so since the Tekufa, like everything else throughout the year, is from one year to the next, 365 days and a quarter, that means next year, when I say next year, the first year after Brias Olam, then when did the Tekufas Chama begin? When the Tekufois begin, the Tekufois of the year, when did they begin? Oh, so since the first year was Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, and we keep on adding a year and a quarter. Then, I'm sorry?
Wednesday night, midnight.
Wednesday night, midnight, exactly. And what will be the year after that? It'll be Thursday, but no longer midnight, but it'll be 6 o'clock in the morning. And then the next year, it'll be Friday, noontime. Each time, it's always going to be 6 hours later, because it's always one quarter. And that's what Rashi means to say, that it's always on the quarter. Every year, Tekufas Nisan always falls out in one of the four quarters of the day. Since a day, how many hours are in the day? 24. So a quarter of 24 is 6. It's always either 6 o'clock or 12 o'clock midnight, or 6 o'clock in the morning, or noontime, or again 6 o'clock in the evening, etc. And so on and so forth every single year. Official Olam, it's always Yoim Uraviya Vein Tekufas Shanazu. Oh, very simple. Okay. When was that first moilad of the first Levana back yesteryear during the times of the Brias Olam? That was Leil Revi also, but it was Betisha Shois, Betuf Reish Mem Beis Chalakim. 9 hours plus 642 chalakim. What exactly is a chalik? You always hear when they announce the moilad on whenever the Mekadosh the Chodesh, whenever the Ruv does the Chodesh mention, the moilad is on twice 12 minutes and 15 chalakim noch drei. What's the chalakim? There are, how many seconds are there in a minute?
60.
How many chalakim are there in a minute?
10:20.
No, you're thinking of it in an hour and it's 1,080. But in a minute, it's altogether 18. There are 18 chalakim in a minute. And therefore, every chalik is 3 1/3 seconds. Because if you multiply 3 times 18, you get to roughly 54. And if you do now 1/3 of 18, you get 6. If you add 54 and 6, you get to 60. So there are 18 chalakim in a minute, and every single chalik is the equivalent of 3 1/3 seconds. Now, how many chalakim are there in an hour? That's what you were referring to, since there are 18. And you have to multiply that by 60, because there's 60 minutes an hour. 60 times 18 gets you to 1,080. 1080. There are 1,080 chalakim in an hour. Anyway, we don't have a full 1,080, we only have 642. So that's why we don't have 10 hours, it's only 9 hours and 642 chalakim. What's the cheshbon of the 642 chalakim? So, interestingly enough, back on Daf Ches, there's a lengthy toisis that goes through very lengthy computations to try to figure out how it all works. It's a toisis that begins on Ches Amud Aleph with Kufais. It looks like it's kind of short, you know, it's, you know, just at the bottom, but then when you turn the Amud Beis, then you see that it continues on quite lengthy, and if you look, just scan and take a glimpse at some of the lines, you see that toisis goes back and forth. It's 2 hours and 6 hours and 14 hours and 15 hours and 8, this many chalokim, it's there earlier for it. Toisis has a very, very lengthy computation. However, Toisis says something else which is very, very interesting, that the reason why it's that cheshbon that we just said now of the 642, Toisis has this here on Ches Amud Aleph, he brings about right about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud, he brings this the Zayin Yomim Teisha Shoyis V'Taf Reish Mem Beis Chalok. That's the same that Rashi was saying, the 9 hours and the 652 Chalokim. The Regilim Noimar L'Fisha Hoysel HaLevona Nizoifa, it was kind of rejected Al Yidei Shekitrika, because it was Mekatrik and said you cannot have two Melachim B'Keser Echad, you can't have both the king and the queen, or two kings, both the sun and the moon should be the same. So Kodesh Baruch, as you know, made the Levana smaller. So therefore Levana was ashamed or offended. So it was, because it was offended, the Noga Nazifa Ba'atzma, for there was a period of time that it decided to, if you will, to go off duty, to go on vacation, not to work. That was for Zayin Tes, Tof Resh Mem Beis. The Zayin is 7 days, Tes is the 9 hours, Tefer Resh Mem Beis is 642 Chalakim. So Tosis is saying that that's the reason why Rashi says, and that's the reason why the Cheshbon of the Moilid is, that the first Moilid started 9 hours and 642 Chalakim late, because the Levana decided, you know, he was so upset, Levana said, I can't, you know, probably went to, maybe went to a psychiatrist, psychologist, advice, you know, I can't go back to work. We didn't find it anyway, except for this Toysis. What's the real reason? So Toysis makes a very complicated cheshbon. I leave that to you for arithmetic and for homework. But getting
the moon,
back,
the moon is 1 week younger than the sun, is it?
According to that, what that
plus an attraction.
Exactly, according to what that Rashi is saying.
How do we correct the 6 hour differences every year? Children accumulate and throw us off season.
Very good question. That's why every 4 years we make a leap year. That leap year, which is every 4 years on the solar calendar, instead of February 28th, it's February 29th. So we have 366 days of the year. So we've added another 3 quarters to the regular 1 quarter.
But how do the Goyim do it?
That's how the Goyim do it. That's the solar.
Every 4 years they add.
Yeah, February 29th, every 4 years.
Every 4 years is February 29th.
Instead of 28th, it's 29th. That solves the...
That solves the quarter problem.
Yeah. It doesn't, relative to the sun, we're steady.
It doesn't totally solve it, because 365 and a quarter is an approximation. They're really a couple of minutes more or less.
But it's
and
basically
it works out, but that's why...
About a season doesn't have to be so Meduyek.
But except that every 100 years, we do not make a leap year. In other words, the year 1900, the year 2000, the year 2100, so I would delay until 2100 and beyond the Mi'at Hashem. You'll see at that time, although it's the fourth year, they don't make a leap year that year.
In
because
the 2000, they didn't make.
They did not, right, exactly. Anyway, that's all fairly complicated.
And
if you don't mind, if you can find Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya, it should be, it's Simen Kuf Tes Zayin. So it's either in the end of the first Chelik, beginning of the second Chelik of Yoredeya. Okay, Kuf Tes Zayin.
And then every 400 years,
yes,
you do have a leap day. So the year 2000 was a leap day, even though it's
it was a century year.
Ah, so you're saying the 1900 was not, the 2000 was, and 2100 will not be, right? Okay, so you hear David is telling us that in fact every 100 years, you're right, they do not make a leap year. But every 400 years, they do make a leap year. Oh, so you don't have... Okay, I said nishnu. Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry for troubling you. There are a couple of more Yerdeis over here.
What
are we looking for? No, that's it. Yeah, and the Yerdeis is the last one on the left. Maybe that's it?
That's that one.
Okay, then forget about it. Okay, forget it. Shkoyach. So, coming back to our Gemara, what the Gemara is telling us is that for purposes of Kufois, we go according to Yeshua, and for purposes of the dating in the Torah, as well as our dating, we go after a blessing. So what does that mean in practical terms? Practical terms means that's why we always get new calendars in August, September, that say that the new year will start on Tishrei, and this year I believe is Tufshin Pei Beis, and we don't count from Nisan, we count from Tishrei. Even though actually, like Rashi said, the Chachmi Yisrael held that Rabbi Yeshua is the one that's right, and Benissen Nivra Oilam. And that has practical ramifications for tekufa. Now, what does that mean? It has practical ramifications. Moin and tekufa sachama. What does that mean? Oh, so we have three nafkimanis. Oh, can I know how you? I see you're on top of everything. Okay, so well, let's. I don't know if the Olam heard the first two. So the first one is a Bircha Sachama that we have every 28 years. What is the Bircha Sachama? When the Chama starts, the Tekufa Sachama starts on the same time that it did at the time of Bria Sa'olam. Since it constantly changes from year to year, one and a quarter, one and a quarter, one and a quarter, when does it get back to Wednesday night at 6 o'clock? It doesn't happen on a yearly basis. It doesn't even happen 5 years or 10 years.
4 years.
I'm sorry?
What?
Every 28 years. Why is it every 28 years? Because if you multiply 28 by 1 and a quarter, 28 times 1 is 28. Mm. 28 times a quarter is 7. 7 plus 28 is 35. 35 is exactly 5 weeks. So that's the time. 5 weeks. Boom. It's exactly the same time, Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. The same time that was many, many, many years ago when they had. Of course, we don't to the Bircha Sachama at 6 o'clock at night, because it's dark at night, so we do it in the morning. Anyway, but that's neither here nor there. But the point is that we are moined the Tekufa Sachama based on Nisan, and that's why every 28 years it happens Nisan time, it doesn't happen Tishrei time. So that's item one. Item two, which happens every year, which you heard from Brother Shai, is that we learn Masechtas Tanis, that when do we start saying Saint Talamot Lebracha? We start saying in the beginning of December. But when beginning of December? It's always 60 days after the beginning of the Tekufa, which again is Tekufas Hachama. So you have to know when the Tekufas Hachama is. Oh, the Tekufas Hachama is based on Reb Yeshua. He's the one that established that in this Nivra Olam, and therefore the Tekufa of Tekufas Tishrei is around Rosh Hashanah time, and you have to add 60 days to get to December 4th, December 5th, etc., depending on the year.
In Israel, they also do it December 4th?
No. In Israel, they start on Zayin Cheshvan.
Why is that?
That's an excellent question. We're going to get to Masechtas Tanis and another Masechta or two, but we're going to learn over there that the reason why we start there on Zayin Cheshvan is to allow all of the Olei Regel to get home in a timely fashion. They were all returning from Yerushalayim home, and it took them approximately 2 weeks or so, those that lived the furthest, so therefore we gave them until Zayin Cheshvan.
And Mitzvah, it was last Wednesday.
I'm sorry, once again?
It was last Wednesday.
Exactly.
The day we see on the yard side of Meir Shapiro.
On the yard side of the Meir Shapiro, exactly right. Good. So that is Zayin Cheshvan. Here's the 60 days. Again, the Tekufa. Then there's a third one, which is one that is not familiar. And that's the one that I asked Mendy to do us a favor to try to find the year there. But apparently somebody else is looking up the Tekufa there. If you look in Simen Chuf Tes Zayin of Yeridaya, says the Ramah that there is a minhag, one should be careful not to go and drink open waters that are not covered at the time of the Tekufa. Now this, in general, is a din of Gilui. Gilui means you're not supposed to leave water out not covered, but there was a particular Kepeda on the night of the Tekufa, and the Ramah brings it, and the Shach says on the spot that the minhag in his Mekaymis were, they were so concerned about drinking water at the time of the Tekufa, it's based on a Zohar, Shach doesn't say what the reason is, just Zohar says that they used to go and cover it over with metal, not with a piece of paper, not with a towel, to cover metal on top of any unclosed or any uncovered water. In fact, even not only water, but he says any mashke and any ma'achal, covered it over with metal on the night of the Tekufa, that it shouldn't chas v'sholem injure someone to have it open and exposed. Anyway, so again, how do you measure the Tekufa? The Tekufas are all based on Rabbi Yeshua, based on the Nisan Nivra Olam. The same thing applies to the Moilad Halvana, that when they announce the Moilad Etzan, Zoy Nazoy, whenever the time is, that's all based on Nisan, not based on Tishrei. Only question is, if in fact the Chachachmi Yisrael really believed, like our Gemara says, that the Nisan Nivra Olam, then how could it be that on Rosh Hashanah we say, Zeh hayom tchilas ma'asecha. This is the day that the world was created. It wasn't created. Everybody agrees. You had that discussion also, brother.
Yeah.
Where do you get that from, the Olam Machshavah Menisan?
was Tosco somewhere, I believe.
Where was that Tosco?
I don't remember where, from the last Machzor.
Oh, but do you remember
the Machzor, you mean, from the Machzor used on Rosh Hashanah? Right. That's the Machzor used.
Anyway, so there is, in fact, a Gemara later that deals with this issue, and there's a Tosis later that deals with this issue. It's in the Lake Chofs, I believe. You have to go and find it. Oh, and that Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. If you notice at the bottom of the Amid, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amid, Amr Shmuel by Yitzchak. Do you have that? Kiman Matzlinan Ho'idna. In accordance with whom do we pray today? Meaning in your Machzor on Rosh Hashanah. Zeha Yom Tchilas Masecha. Zikarin Liyom Harishayin. Kiman. L'chayikir Blazer. Yomitishin Yavoyla. But the problem is, if we hold lahalacha on Daf Yud Beis that the nisin nevroilam, so then you have a stira between the two gemaras. So that's the toises on the side, the toises that you were talking about. Kiman matzlin is ayam tchilas masecha teima. Hokaimel and Kerem Yeshua. Can amrinim a perikam on Daf Yud Beis our Daf today. The tekufa goes to Kerem Yeshua. Boim Rebbeinu Tam. The kaimel and Kerem Einer, the porach, mashvi yoifel. So we're going to have to wait until we get to that blot to see more about that, but to go towards the end of the Tosis, which is what you were quoting before, Tosis quotes that Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir was the famous Paitan who wrote most of the Piyutim that we say in those shuls that they do say the Piyutim and Yantiv. See, Mashi Yosef Eliezer HaKalir, about 10 lines before the end of the Tosis, Begeshem the Shmini Atzeres Kirb Lezer, the Omar there. If you look at the Piyut, it says B'Tishrei Nirvoilam. Ubishol Pesach Yosad, the same Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir said Kirb Yeshua. Make up your mind; it's one or the other. Oymer Rabbeinu Tam, the Eilu be Eilu Divlekim Chaim. They're both right. How could that be? So Tosis, the Ikalameima, the B'Tishrei Ola b'machshava libraros, the Kaddish Baruch Hu decided in Tishrei to create the world. But I never had Nissan, but it was only actually created in Nissan. So therefore, the machshava of the Kaddish Baruch Hu is something great, obviously. So that's on basis of that we say B'Tishrei, and the actual ma'aseh took place in Nissan. So that's why we say Nissan. But kavos achkam perikos and pasim, etc., etc. Anyway, Mitchell will talk about this more when we get to Daf Chazayin. But for those of you that were perplexed and concerned, how are we saying that today is the beginning of the creation when it really was in Nisan and not in Tishrei? So you have that twist. Getting back to our Gemara.
Just remind me about the Chalakim. We had
18 Chalakim per minute.
18 per minute.
Mm-hmm. Each one is 3 1/3 seconds. So therefore, for the entire hour, is 60 times 18 is 1,080.
Why is it important to know every Chiddush exact time?
The reason why it's important to know is until what time can you do the Kiddush Levana? That's the reason why they announce it. That everybody should know, you can Mekadosh Levana starting from 3 days according to some, starting from 7 days according to some, until the end of 14 days, so then you have to know when the Moed is, otherwise you wouldn't know when you can start being Mekadosh Levana. You're very welcome. But anyway, getting back to Gemara, so the Tkufa is Kirb Yeshua, and the Chachmi Umasa Oilam, that is the Gentile Chachamim, Moinen Aflamabu Kirb Yeshua, when they compute the years of the world, they don't start from Tishrei, like we do, so their Tovshin Pei Beis would start from Nisan and not from Tishrei. Okay, with that we concluded that whole sugya. That was fascinating. And now
it's interesting. Until I think 1933, the president was inaugurated usually in March, which was typical of that type of calendar. That and only because of the depression, because of the economics, they accelerated it from March to January.
And then we could have paid $1 for gas in 2 more months.
Okay. Anyway, getting back now to our Mishnah. The rest of the Gemara today is much more straightforward, if you will, and quite easy. So, back in the Mishnah we had that Arba Rosh Hashanah Mehem. One of them was B'Echad B'Tishrei, and the final one of the B'Echad B'Tishrei is L'Yerokos. Rashi said L'Yerokos means for purposes of Maiser Yerokos. So what does it mean, Maiser Yerokos? So Rashi already told us what happens if a person has a vegetable patch. We know that the ma'aser that you give on Yerokos is midrabanan, not min ha-Torah. So the Chachamim said you have to give ma'aser from your vegetables. All of the vegetables that were nilkat, nilkat means were harvested before Rosh Hashanah, they are in year one. And those that were nilkat after Rosh Hashanah were in year two. Two separate years. So Rosh Hashanah, being Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, is the line of demarcation between last year's crop and this year's crop for purposes of Yerukas. What nafgamina does it make, whether it was last year's crop or this year's crop? Two major halachic distinctions. Number one, whether you can go be mafrish from one crop on the other. Meaning, this halacha, you can only be mafrish from that year's crop. You cannot take min ha-chodesh ala yoshan, min ha-yoshan ala chodesh. So therefore, anything that was cut before Rosh Hashanah is last year. Anything after Rosh Hashanah is the new year, and you cannot mix and match for purposes of giving trumas and maizes from one on the other, even though it's from the same vegetable patch. That's the halacha. That's number one. Number two is nafkimina legabe, whether you're giving maser sheni or maser ani. We're going to discuss that in more detail on the Amud Beis, but as you recall, there's a 7-year Shemitah cycle, taking the first 6 years, because in the 7th year, no Trumas and Maisers at all, because it's all Hefker. So in year number one and year number two, you give Maiser Rishon to the Levi, and then you have to be Mafrish another 10% Maser Sheni to take up to Yerushalayim, or of course you can be Poided on money. That's year one and year two. When you get to year three, again, you give Maser Rishon to the Levi. However, instead of Maser Sheni, you have Maser Oni. So therefore, you don't have to take anything to Yerushalayim, but you have to go and give the second 10% share, you have to give to the Aniyim. And this repeats itself again in years 4 and 5, Maser Rishon and Maser Sheni. In year 6, you have Maser Rishon and Maser Oni.
So how do Aniyim survive until year 6?
They get fresh. First of all, they get tzedakah. Number two, they get the leket, shikha, and peah. That they walk around from field to field after the harvest, and they find if there are any sheaves or any bundles or any loose wheat or loose grain or loose fruits on the
field. Maseron is a surplus.
It's an additional matana that we give for the aniyim. In addition to leket, shikha, peah every year, we give them the maseroni in year 3 and year 6. And besides that, you have the gaboy tzedakah that you go to, and they also would give them the natamchoy, and they would give them the pushka, and of course you can always go to private balabata. But anyway, getting back to Agamar. So Tana, we learned in the Mishnah, it just says the Irakis. In the Brais, it says the Irakis, ula maisris, ula nedarim. What do you mean by Yerukas? We mean Yeri. No, Haina Masters. We just said Masters. Why are we repeating ourselves, Yerukas and Masters? Every more Tana de Rabbanan, Uktani, the Iraisa. The Braisa goes and says first the Rabbanan of the Yerukas, because Masi Yeri is mid Rabbanan. And then the Masters that we're referring to, that's the Diraisa Dika. What are the Diraisa Dika? According to everybody,
Dog and
Tirushin. So it says in the Pasik, Rashis, Degon, Chatiroshcha, Vietzarecha. So we know Dogon means all types of Tvua, grain. And then you have Tirosh. Tirosh is referring to wine. And Yitzhak is referring to oil, specifically of olives, olive oil. So those three are Minatayra. What about all the other Minim? That's already a big machlekes. Rashi holds only Dog and Tirosh v'Yitzhak. But the Rambam and other Rishonim, not all of them, some of them hold that it refers to all Peirosh, and not just to those two. But Rashi is very, very strong, Dog and Tirosh v'Yitzhak. And that's what it says, Pasha in the Pasik. If you want to learn more about that, that's the Toises of Tana Drabanan. He goes through this in some detail. What about Te'enim, Rimoinim, Tomorrow? Those are also part of the Shevaminim. Machloik is whether or not that's Tirais or Drabanan. Anyway, that's the long Toises here. Getting back to our Gemara. So the Braisa, therefore, when it says Yerukas, is telling us Maises Drabanan. And when it says Maises, it's talking about Maises Diraisa. Frank Timarov, listen to Raisa Peresha. After all, wouldn't it be more bakovedic to talk about Maisus Teraisa first, and then say, and we Drabonin added on the Irakas? We find this concept a number of times in Shas, that whatever the Rabbanan came up with on their own had a special chavivis to it, and therefore they put that first, even though logically Maisus should go before Irakas, but because of that chavivis, they put the Irakas before the Maisus. Frank Timarov, Vitani Didon. Why doesn't our Tana have Yerukas and Maisris? Our Tana says Tana Drabban Vukoshkin Diraisa. Once I say Yerukas has the din of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei being the line of demarcation for purposes of Maiser on Yerek, which is Drabbanan, is Koshkin Diraisa. Why there's a din of Maiser Diraisa? If I don't need to go and spell it out. Pray tomorrow for listening, Maaser. Why didn't the Braiser just say Yerokos Ulam Maaser? Since we're just talking about the Maaser Deraiser, singular Maaser is enough. Says Yimora Echon Maaser Behemav Echon Maaser Dogan. The Maaser is referring to both Maaser Dogan that we just spoke about, Dogan Tirish V'Yitzar, but also Maaser Behemav. Now, when is the Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behemav that we had a Machlokes in our Mishnah, right, where the Tanakhama said that the Rosh Hashanah is Be'echod Be'elul, and then we had a Blazer Reb Shimon say there was Be'echod Be'tishrei. Ah, so this Braisa paskins like or follows the view of Rav Lozer Reb Shimon that it's Be'echad B'Tishrei, and therefore it's not only Meiser on Dogen Tirish V'Yitzar, but also Meiser for purposes of Meiser Behemah. And that's Meiser Reus, Peloshen Rab. Frank Timov, listen to Yerek. Why did it say Yerakois? Because there are in fact two different types of Yerakos. What do you mean two different types? Now we learn in the Mishnah. Yerek ha-negad mishiye oged, v'she'en ha-negad mishiye male es ha-kli. What does the Gemara mean? When we learn Masechtas Maaser, so we talk about Trumas and Maaser, there's something known as a goyren. Goyren means the granary, the threshold, but that really, or the threshing floor, that really is only with regard to Dagon. That when you have grain, grain has to go through a whole bunch of processes until it's roy to make out of it flour, and then you can bake your bread and bake your cake and cookies, etc. So one of the final processes is that you've taken your grain and you take it to the threshing floor and you thresh it to either the animals or the people or the machines or whatever to get all the chaff off and to separate between the good and the bad, etc. You don't have to do that when you're talking about tomatoes. Tomatoes doesn't have chaff on it. The maximum what you have to do is you have to go and pull out the stem. But don't pull out the stem because you can sell it for double the amount and call it organic and get double the price here in Manhattan. So you leave the stems in and they are stem tomatoes. Anyway, but bottom line is that you don't have that type of process. So what is the gemar melacha that's mechayiv by yerokos? So it depends. Those types of yerokos which are ne'egad, which are bundled together as a bundle, then mishi ogid, as soon as it's bundled, they're ready to go to the customer or ready to go to market. There's no further processing. That's the time when the chiyuv trumas and maaser sits. It has to be roi pnei abayis, roi pnei achatzer. But in terms of the gemar malacha, it's mishi ogid when it is bundled together. But there are other types of vegetables that you don't bundle. I assume probably smaller things, like maybe green peas in the small pods or something like that. You don't go and bundle them together, but you go and put them into a kli. You fill up a basket, you fill up a box, whatever. So when you fill it up, and now you ship it on to the house or to the market, that's the gemar melacha. So therefore it's telling us that by Yerokos, it makes no difference whether it's at the Yehoged type of Yerokos that you bundle, or whether it's the type that you just stuff into a box or to a basket or something like that. All of that, the same din of Rish Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Maaser for Yerek. Turn about. So now we're going to go into the real physical details. What's the halacha? Liket Yerek Er Rosh Hashanah. Er Rosh Hashanah, a person had a vegetable patch and he quickly was able to go and cut and harvest a whole bunch of Yerokos Er Rosh Hashanah before Yom Tov. Achet Olito V'Yashemesh, before night. Right? He was working hard, diligently, and he was able to harvest a whole bunch before Shkia Sechama. And V'Chozer, and he continued V'Liket, and he was Malakit, he harvested Mishatov V'Yashemesh after nightfall, into the next day, and everybody's screaming,
it's
Yontif. So guess what? Toisus asks this kasha, and this Toisus we're going to learn the entire Toisus from beginning to end, the top Toisus. Mishatovi Hashemesh, Birushalmi Muki Labin Nachri. It's talking about that he has.
Even still.
I'm sorry?
Even still, a goy didn't work for you.
Okay, so now you're already getting to a different parsha. Is a goy allowed to work for you on Shabbos? Of course, it's a din of Amir La'akim. Yeah, but he's working on Shabbos for you, and obviously you made up with him. The Amir La'akim, you have to do the Derech Remez. You can't go and tell him directly. I told you the story about the Remez with my doorman, right? I told you that. Number of times?
No,
you
think this?
It's dark. It's okay.
Agreed.
We had agreed, exactly. This goes back around 30 years ago. It's Mikey and Mendy. And we had the light was left open on Friday night in one of the children's bedrooms. And the children come to sleep and they can't. It's light is on. So I called up the doorman, and I told the doorman, Mikey, a nice guy, said to him, Mikey, I have a big problem. Yeah, what's the problem, Mr. Redder? I said, today is Sabbath, it's Shabbos. I know, good Shabbos, Mr. Redder. Yeah, no. The problem is, my kids want to go to sleep, and the light is on, and you know, because of Sabbath, I'm not allowed to turn the lights off. I don't know what to do. So he said to him, Mr. Redder, I see you have a problem. I have a problem. And then he left the apartment, and he went out. So Amira Hak has to be derech remez, but it has to be the remez that the guy understands what you're talking about. But unfortunately, nishveshtan and nishke grois achucham. Even today, ada yoy mazed, 25 years later, nachaltish is a grois achucham. But anyway, getting back to the case of the nochri here on Yantif, you can't go and say to nochri, oh, I have a lot of tvu over here, I have a lot of yirokas, and I don't know what to do. It's Yantif. I'll cut them for you. That you can't do. However, as you know, when it comes to someone working your field, you have something known as arisus and chakirus. That means either they get paid by the day or by the hour or whatever, or they happen to be a sharecropper and they do it on their own. They do it on their own time. A goy is allowed to do work for a Jew if the Jew didn't specify or say it has to be done on Shabbos. You do whenever you can. I don't care when you do it. You can do it during the day. You can do it at night. You can do it on Halloween. You can do it on Kratzbach. You can do it Lahavdil on a Jewish holiday. Whatever you want. It's up to you. You're going to go and get whatever you get. So therefore, this goy decided Rosh Hashanah is a good day. There's less traffic. The Jews aren't in the shul. So he worked on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. So on Rosh Hashanah. So now I have some produce which was nilkat before Rosh Hashanah and some from Rosh Hashanah later. Mind you, they were in the same vegetable patch. They were one next to each other, brothers and cousins down in the ground when they were nilkat. But nevertheless, ein ter ma'aser mizeh al zeh, you still cannot go and be ter ma'aser from the pre-Rosh Hashanah to the post-Rosh Hashanah. So that's straightforward. And now we have the second nafkamina that we spoke about before. What happens if Erev Rosh Hashanah, the year before that was passing, was the second year of the Shemitah cycle, where you give Maser Rishon and Maser Shiny, and now it's Rosh Hashanah, now we're into the third year of the Shemitah cycle, where you give Maser Rishon and Maser Ani, Shniya, Maser Rishon and Maser Shiny. Shlish and Maser Rishon and Maser Ani. So it's a big nafkimena if you do be pre-Rosh Hashanah or post-Rosh Hashanah. How do I know that from year 2 to year 3 we go from Maser Sheni to Maser Oni Om Reb Shimon Levi? It says in the Pasuk, Kisachal Laser es kol Maser tu oscha Bashona Hashlishes Shnas HaMaser. When you are finishing your giving Maisris in the third year, which is known as the Shnas HaMaser. What means the third year Shnasa Maiser? Every year you have to give Maiser with the exception of Shemitah. So why is the third year called Shnasa Maiser? So I'll tell you why. Because normally every year Shnasa Maasrois. You normally have two. You have Maaser Rishon and you have Maaser Sheni. This year of those two, you only have one. Which one is that? That's Maaser Rishon. Shonu She'inba Ela Maaser Echad of the two regular annual Maisers. Okay, so therefore, how does that work out? Maser Rishon, Umaser Oni, and the Maser Sheni that you bring in years 1 and 2, that's Yevato. No din in the third year. But the Maser maybe goes even more than that. Since it's a Shnas HaMaser, and as we know, we're bringing Maser, you have to give Maser Oni in the third year, so maybe you don't even give Maser Rishon also not. Maybe it's Takish Shnas HaMaser only one. And not Maser Rishon together with Maser Ani, maybe only Maser Ani, that's Shnasa Maser. Tamaloima, that's why the another possible will be in Tetabri, the Martaleim. And then the pasuk continues on, for a moisir menu, you have to go and give trumas meiser to the kohen. But the Gemara doesn't focus on the trumas meiser, but the Gemara is focusing on the fact that in the same pasuk it says that you have to take from Bnei Yisrael as a meiser. That's your nachla, just like Klal Yisrael has their nachla, meaning all the other shvatim. Levi didn't get a nachla; they only got some of the orei levim. But other than that, they didn't get a full region in Eretz Yisrael like the other shvatim. So therefore, what is their chelik? Their chelik is the maisers. Hekisha akosav lenachla. The Torah is makish maiser to nachla. Manachla im lehefsik. When a person has a nachla in Eretz Yisrael, if you're from Shevet Don or Shevet Binyamin or Shevet Yehuda, and so on and so forth, im lehefsik, then those belong to the shevet to the mishpacha, unless of course they intermarry, but otherwise the nachla is ein lehefzik, goes forever and ever. A maserishin ein lehefzik, same thing applies to maserishin, there's no hefzik, you always have maserishin every single year, with the exception of the shmita year. So therefore, certainly in year 3, Shnas HaMaiser, you have to go and give the Maiser Rishon. The only question is, what happens to the other Maiser? So the other Maiser, Maiser Sheni, becomes Batel, and that year you have the Maser Ani. So, now the Aleph changes the gears somewhat. Tanya Nami Hochi, I'll bring you Raya from a Braisa to what we just said now. It's a drop different, as you'll see. Tanya Nami Hochi, Kishal Aser, Esko Maser, the Tuoscha, Beshona Shlisha, Shnas HaMaiser, Zok Yitzhak Braise, Shona Sheimba, Ela Maser Echad, of the regular two. Okay, it's that. Instead of Maser Rishain and Maser Sheni, you have Maser Rishain, Maser Ani. What happens with Maser Sheni? Maser Sheni Yavatl. Yochalav Maser Rishain, Nami Yavatl. Maybe we should have Yavatl Maser Rishain as well, Tam Baloimar. And now the Gemara brings a different Pasik than we had before. And this Pasik is Uvo Halevi, Kozman Sheba Ten Loi. What does it say? Uva'alevi? Uva'alevi ke'en lo'i chenik v'nachle imach, v'agir v'yosim, etc. And therefore you gotta go and give him. So whenever the levi comes, you gotta give him. So
when he doesn't come, you are also bequeathed.
That's true. But we learned from this pasuk that there is a chiyuv of giving to the levi, especially in every single year. Calls manchitov, shabbat. So whether it's year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you always have to give your maiserisha. Bo'alevi, he comes. He says, I want my maaser. You always have to give maaser rishon. There is no exception or exemption or moratorium or suspension of maaser rishon that applies all 6 years of the Shemitah cycle. The Rebuta. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, why am I the same pasuk that we had before? Ain't it tzarach, you don't need the Vah Levi. Hari, why am I have the pasuk from before? The Levi and Tadab, Vimar Talem, Kitzik Meis, Yisrael, it's a maaser, Shunasat Lechem, Me'ita Benachla, Aschem, Hekesh, Yekos of Lin Nachla, Ma Nachla, Ain't Lehefsek, Nachla goes forever, Af Maaser, Rishon, Ain't Lehefsek, it all goes forever, and that's why all 6 years of the 7 years, you always have to go and give Maaser Rishon. It's good. Very simple.
He brought this down because he was bothered. What if the Levi doesn't come?
I think Rabbi Yaakov was a Levi.
It's not like Lekka to do. That the Aniyim have to. The Levi doesn't have to go after it. That you have a Chiyuv to give to the Levi.
To Mafresh and right.
I think Rabbi Yaakov, doesn't he say a family member was one of the Levi and fell asleep, got torched by her falling asleep in the Migdash?
No.
So he was a Levi.
Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was a Levi.
I believe so. Or his uncle was a Levi. His uncle was a Levi.
Maybe maternal.
But he tells a story.
Gotcha. I remember the story.
Yeah.
So now we finish off the Brice. So this is not part of the Mishnah. The Brice, as you recall, said that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Yerokos, Maisris, and Nidorim. So what is Nidorim all about? Tanarban. Hanuda Hanu Mechaveirai Lishana. You have two people. Apparently they were chaverim at one time, and unfortunately it got into a bitter dispute to the point that one was mudra. No, he says, Yankel, I don't want to have any hanoah from you for a year. For a year, I don't want to have any hanoah from you. I don't want to take from your tikkun. I don't want to go and get any loans. I don't want to have any presents from you. Get out of my life. Get out of here. So mudra hanoah mechaver is madr hanoah, not to have hanoah from his chaver, lishonah for a year. So how long is a year? He has 12 months. In other words, calendar from 1 year to the next. It doesn't say whether it's solar year or lunar year. As you remember, we had Rebbe or leap year. We had Rebbe who said before that you go by Bati Arachoyma, you go after the solar year, you go after the secular year. So maybe you'd hold the same thing. But it's a year. What does it have to do with us? If he didn't say for a year, he said, this year I don't want to have any hanoah from you. Even if he only made this statement on Erev Rosh Hashanah, you can imagine Nebuchadnezzar in a bad mood he must be right before Rosh Hashanah. He says, I don't want to have any hanoah for you for this year. Then it's only a one day thing. As soon as it's Rosh Hashanah, also Rosh Hashanah, the neder is off, and now he can continue having hanoah from the other person.
Not only according to Rabbi Meir, according to Kula
Abbas. So what Rabbi is reminding us is that we had a few days ago a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lozar, whether Yoim Echad Bashana, Kori Shana, or only Shloishim Yoim Bashana. Our Gemara is saying here everybody would agree. Why would everybody agree? Zokti Gemara, Yoim Echad Bashana, Afilam on the Yom Yoim Echad Bashana. Even according to Rabbi Elazar, the whole week after 30 days, one day is Nishka Kansiyo. The reason why the person said, I'm Moider Hanom Mechaveiro, is because he was so agitated, upset, and irritated, and all the rest, and he wants to Mitzayir himself. He says, you know what? I'm staying away from you because I'm totally devastated and upset. And so once you were Mekayim that for one 24-hour period, hopefully by the next morning he woke up and cooler minds prevailed. And he said, okay, Shine, I was already Mekayim, my neder. I already had my tzar. I stayed away from you. Let's become friends once again. So even one day, according to everybody. How do you know when the person says, Lishana, that it's measured from Rish Chodesh Tishrei? Maybe it's measured from Rish Chodesh Nisan. The Amen Nisan. When you speak to a person nowadays and you say to him, when is the Jewish year? When does it begin? When does it end? What's the Jewish year? So naturally everybody would say Rosh Hashanah is on Tishrei. You don't have Rosh Hashanah in Nisan. Nisan is a very important month. It's Passover, sure, the Paschal lamb. But in terms of when's Rosh Hashanah, that's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So therefore, when a person says, I'm Mitzayim myself for this year, and he has in mind the Jewish year, so he means until Rosh Chodesh Tishrei and not Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Tanan Asa. Now we're going to talk a little bit again about Maisris, and we're going to see that it depends really on the species that has grown in terms of when you have to give the Trumas of Maisris. It's Tanan Asa in the Mishnah in Masechtas Maisris, where you would expect to find it. Voshtet on the Mishnah Hatilson. Tilson is a spice known as fenugreek. Sometimes I think David Reese may have brought in once, or maybe Jim Casper once brought in Gnecknish, but it's some sort of fenugreek, and if you go to the Finti Spices store, you can get it in such a store. So that Tiltzon, Misha Titzmach, the Chiyav of Trumas and Maisris is from the moment that it's Tzomeach. What means Tzomeach? That'll be the next line, the Gemara will address that. Hatvu Vazeisim Mishaviu Shlish, when they have a third of their growth. In other words, when we spoke about the Irokas before, we said when they are nilkat, when they are actually harvested, taken from the ground, if it happened pre-Rosh Hashanah, Rish Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, that's the year for Maisris. So anything from the previous year to the next year, Chodesh Mena Yashin, Yashin Mena Chodesh, or the Gabi Maisris, Sheini Maser, Oni, like we spoke about before. That's the Gabi Irokas. When you're talking about Tiltzah, Misha Titzmach. Right tomorrow, my Misha Titzmach. Misha Titzmach Lizroim. What means Titzmach Lizroim? Rashi says that when the seeds begin to form within it. If you look at Rashi, Misha Titzmach Lizroim, it's halfway down the Omid, middle of the Omid. Shahazera Tzimeach Besoichai. In other words, when you plant your fenugreek, as well as presumably other spices, so after a while, seeds for the next seeding, for the next produce, start growing within inside the bed of that urokos, in this case the fenugreek. So whenever that happens, that's what's considered to be, oh, this is now, if you will, a full-fledged fenugreek. So if that happens pre-Rosh Hashanah, that is that's the old crop of that year, and if you have that titzmach after Rosh Hashanah, that means until the next year. And the same thing with the tvua and the zeisim. Tvua, grain, zeisim are olives. Mishavir shlish. If a third of their growth took place pre Rosh Hashanah, then they're in that year, even though you're only going to harvest it a week, 2 weeks, a month later. But nevertheless, if a third of the growth happened before Rosh Hashanah, it's already considered to be done.
According to Rabbi Yeshua, that says Menisa Nibro Elam.
Right.
Agrees.
Everybody agrees to this. We have in our Mishnah, Rish Chodesh Tishrei is Rish Chodesh for numerous purposes. Okay. We had Lishon, and then we had Lishmit, and all the Yoyvas. That's ours for Kulyam. Anyway, so getting back to Agmar now. So, Freit Dimor, yes, was up there.
But Peros, we said.
After Hanukkah, right? We're going to get to that too. Freit Dimor, Manon, Emili, how do I know the din of Shlish, that Tavua and Zeis Mishmei Shlish? Om Ravasi, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Omotaba Mishmei de Rabbi Yoisi, the Yoisi Aglili. Om Akratzen, the Pasik, Miket, Sheva Shonim, the Moyich Nasa Shmit, Mechaga Sukois. What is this Pasik talking about? It's talking about the mitzvah of Hakel. That the sukkah is right after Shemitah, the voy ko Yisrael the rois b'nei Hashem lekecha, m'mokam Hashiyivchar, then tikras atayin hazois, neged ko Yisrael, anoshim anoshim v'tav hakeles, anoshim anoshim v'tav, that everybody comes together in the Azara to hear the Melech reading from the Torah on Chag HaSukkos. Okay, so when does this happen? It doesn't happen every Sukkot. At the end of the 7 years, B'moyed Shnasa Shemitah, where it was a Shemitah year. Now, B'chagas Sukkot, B'voy Kol Yisrael, and everybody gets together for Aliyah Regel, then that Sukkot, meaning, as far as we're concerned, Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash were to be rebuilt speedily today, tomorrow, in the next few months, this coming Chag HaSukkos, that would be the time to mekayim the mitzvah of Hakel, where the Melech would go and lane from the Sefer Torah in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, now the question is, I don't understand. It says, at the end of 7 years, the Moish Nasa Shemitah, it's Shemitah year, the Chag HaSukkos. Rabbi, when you get to Chag HaSukkos, Shemitah is already history. Shemitah ends on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Sukkot is 2 weeks later. Why are we even talking about Shnasa Shemitah? It should say in the Pasuk B'chag HaSukkos, Shminasi. The Torah should talk about the Shnasa Shminas, not talk about the Shnasa Shemitah. It's the eighth year. El Eloi Malach comes to tell you, Kol Tavua Sheviya Shlish B'Shvias. If Tavua was already grown 1/3 in the Shemitah year, Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, Ata Noyig Boy Minag Shvias B'Shminis. Even though the Lakita, the actual cutting of the Tvua, is only going to take place subsequently in the 8th year, this is Shemitah produce. Why? Because 1/3 of it grew in the Shemitah year. That's what I know from this Pasuk. The obvious question is, I still don't know the Shlish. I know that there's a connection now between Shvias and Shminis, that you could have produce that started growing in Shemitah, but was only harvested in Shminis and has a din of Shemitah produce. But how do I know 1/3? So Rashi already points out on the last line, maybe it's talking about half of the growth, 3/4 of the growth. Maybe.
How do you know? I mean, sometimes fruits grow.
Everyone's going to ask that question shortly. Amalei Rav Zeil Ravasi. The Demolai Ayel Klal, the Kom Rachmana Tishomet, the Tezel at Chag HaSukkos. Maybe Loi Ayel Klal. What does it mean Loi Ayel Klal? So Rashi explains, maybe the Torah is telling us that the year of Shemitah is not a year of 354 days, but it's really 369 days. Meaning it starts Rosh Hashanah and ends Sukkos of the next year. Look at the top Rashi. Nothing began to ripen in Shemitah. Mitzvah Shvias, the mitzvah of Shemitah year, is Limoshech Isura ad Chag HaSukkos Milach Roish Felix. Maybe that's the din of Shemitah. That Shemitah starts from Rosh Hashanah and continues on to the next Rosh Hashanah and continues on to Yom Kippur and continues on to Sukkot. Maybe that's the din in the Torah. That's what this pasuk is telling you. That it's Shnasa Shemitah b'Chag HaSukkos. It's the end of Sheva Shonim Shnasa Shemitah and it's Chag HaSukkos, but it's still Shnasa Shemitah. So even if it didn't grow at all, it didn't have 1/3 of the growth, maybe at least that's to be in the ground, but who says that it's a din of shlush? The Kamer Rachman Tishamit is a din of Shemitah. The Teizlo Tishamit Teizlo Ad Chag HaSukkos. The Tumal Loislo Kadaita. This wouldn't be a Havamina. Tachsir, it says in the Pasuk, the Chag Osif B'Teis Hashana. Now the Gemara is only quoting a few words from the Pasuk, but we're going to need to know some of the additional words. And if you look here at number 1, the Chag HaKotzir Bikurei Masecha Asher Tizra Basode, the Chag Osif B'Teis Hashana. Then the second part of the pasuk, B'chag Osef, the Teis Hashanah, is referring to Sukkis, because Sukkis is the time when you collect together all of the tvua and all of the raisins and all of the dried out figs which are lying there out in the fields. Your ma'asafit, you collect it together. You collect it together. That's called Chag Osef, it's called Sukkis. So getting back to the Gemara, the Teis Hashanah means the year ended, and we're starting the new year now. B'chag Osef B'Teis Hashanah. Pray tomorrow, my Osef. What's the definition of Osef? Healing B'chag Abav is Manasi for, which is the Pashup Shat, the festival at the time of collecting the Tvua. Hoksib B'Osvacha. The Pasuk already says B'chag Osef B'Teis Hashanah B'Osvacha. So what do I have to refer to as B'chag Osef? Ela my Osef. It's really Kotzir. Kotzir means you're cutting it, and then you ma'asaf it, and then you're collecting from the fields. V'kibalu rabbanan, d'chol tvua, sheniktzra, v'chag. You were talking about osif, which is chag HaSukkos, which is chag HaKotzir, like the Mordechai just said, now my osif kotzir, that any tvua that you cut Chag time, Sukkot time, b'yodua shehivir shlish lefnei Rosh Hashanah. It's known that it grew one third before Rosh Hashanah. The kokorila, and the Torah says about that. Ba'osvach es masecha menasode, it says b'tzeis Hashanah, right? B'chag osif b'tzeis Hashanah. What does that b'tzeis Hashanah come to tell you? It comes to tell you that even though you're in the new year after Rosh Hashanah, it's considered to be the tail end of the year before. If you look at the Rashi, two lines below where we are, Chokori lebetzeis Hashanah, Shehi mishana hayotzeis, it's from the prior year. Alma, what do I see from this? Tvua achar shlish. How do I see tvua achar shlish? Because the Gemara said, Kim l'rabbanan, that when you go and cut your tvua chag time, sukkah time, you know what? That tvua that you're cutting now got to at least a third of the growth before Rosh Hashanah, and it has a din of Tzeis Hashanah, meaning it's still considered to be after last year, and therefore I see that Shlish is the Koivea. And Barry asked before, how do we know? The Rabbanan, after all, are not in agriculture. They're not farmers. They know the difference between Shlish and Pachas Bishlish. How do you know? Amalei, to be continued in Me'at Hashem tomorrow. The Gemara is going to end suspension.
So, for instance, getting away from Shemitah.